The agreement includes key provisions sought by nurses, including enhanced language on staffing levels and workplace violence prevention, limits on employers' ability to raise premiums and preservation of important health benefits, wage increases of 10% over the duration of the 3-year contract, and a ratification bonus of $2,100 that's prorated for part-time nurses. Nurses Association spokeswoman Ruth Schubert says when management agreed last Friday not to change paid time off and extend illness benefits, it was a major breakthrough.
So for over a year, Sacred Heart had proposals on the table that would have eliminated earned illness time. So these were separate banks of sick time that could be used by nurses to care for themselves, care for family members, and paid out full wages.
Providence issued a statement Tuesday that said that they are, quote, pleased to announce that we've reached a tentative agreement with the Nurses Association. The union will present the tentative agreement for a vote on January the 16th. We will wait until after the ratification vote to discuss details, unquote. Meanwhile, negotiations continue with the United Food and Commercial Workers today and Wednesday. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.